It is the 15th of February. Valentine's Day was yesterday, and it was especially Valentine's Day at the Breslin Center. WKAR's Al Martin has more about Denzel and the rest of the Spartan men's basketball team. What a day yesterday. What an interesting game.
And very unexpected, to say the least, Mark.
So the first half was an even match. What happened? What happened to MSU and Indiana in the second half?
Well, I tell you what, before this matchup even took place, I think what made this such an important game from a Michigan State standpoint, Mark, even from an Indiana standpoint, was because of Indiana. The game prior to coming here to East Lansing on Sunday, Indiana had beaten the top dog in the Big Ten Conference in Iowa, a team who I think is their Big Ten championship to lose, in my opinion. But Indiana comes in. They beat Iowa, a team that, of course, when looking at the history this year between the Spartans and the Hawkeyes have swept Michigan State this year. Who knows if they'll get another shot at them in the Big Ten tournament later on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at how jumbled things have now become at the very top of the Big Ten Conference, this was a game that Indiana, and from here on out, frankly, as we hit the final stretch of the Big Ten year, this was a game that was very important to both parties, especially Indiana, if they wanted to still compete in the Big Ten race. So looking at that first half, though, Mark, there was a point in that game in which Michigan State was down by 10 points. And we all know that if Indiana, if they get a double-digit lead historically this year, usually teams do not come back. I think what we saw yesterday afternoon at the Breslin was a big strength of resiliency from this Spartan team. And, of course, as you mentioned, it started with Denzel Valentine. I mean, how many puns did we hear yesterday, right?
No kidding.
Valentine's Day, Denzel Valentine doing his thing. And last year, how about Denzel Valentine hitting the game winner against Ohio State on Valentine's Day last year? But he's had big games on his day, if you will. He was 11 of 19, 5 of 8 from the three-point line, 30 points, 13 assists, 5 rebounds. I mean, Denzel Valentine, and when you look at his numbers year after year after year, Mark, he's only gotten better, and yesterday afternoon was no exception.
Is he at the peak of his – is he playing the best basketball yet of his career?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Is he the Big Ten's best player?
Now, that's an interesting question. I think so. I think he certainly is. With a performance like last night, his name is still in the running for that National Player of the Year talk, but Buddy Hield of Oklahoma has been so good, Mark, so good that it's going to really take a downward slope for Buddy Hield to really give up that award. But Denzel Valentine is very close. I think Denzel Valentine, when you look at what he does from top to bottom, he scores, he gets you a great rebound production, and he also,
assists. Sure.
He loves sharing the basketball, sharing the love, if you will. There's no one that does that in the Big Ten Conference.
It seems to have rubbed off on the whole team, too. Everybody's dishing off to – I mean, there a couple of times yesterday, people – didn't take shots that maybe they could have
that they should have taken.
Maybe
right?
They should have taken, and they were not. They were generous,
exactly.
And they dished, and they gave it to somebody else.
Well, that's the thing, Mark. I mean, statistically, and this is a stat that a lot of people don't know about, but statistically, Michigan State leads the nation in assists. They share the basketball better than any men's basketball team out there right now, and that's what makes them so good. And also, I want to know, you know, a guy who I've been so big on all year, who I don't think gets talked about enough. Matt Costello has been Mr. Consistency for this team.
And he yesterday was his season best.
Season
right?
High.
Yeah.
10 of 12. 1 of 2 from the three-point line. He even threw up a few three-pointers and made one.
That was a beauty.
How crazy was that, right? But he throws up 22 points, a season high, 11 rebounds as well. He's been great.
Now, looking further ahead, how are things aligning for State in the NCAA tourney? Can we start to see... Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think we will see a mid to late seeding for Michigan State's team, just simply because right now, Michigan State, it's not realistic to expect this team to win a Big Ten championship. I mean, when you look at how things are stacked right now, Michigan State sits at number 5 in the Big Ten Conference. They're 21-5, 8-5 in the conference. Teams like Iowa, I mean, Iowa right now, who is in the first of the Big Ten Conference. And you have Maryland and Indiana tied for second. And when we look at all three of those teams' roads as the year pans out, again, I say that it's Iowa's Big Ten championship to lose. I think they will be a high seeding in the tournament. But then also you also have the conference tourney coming up as well, Mark. And I have voiced my opinion about the conference tourney. I'm not big on it. I would really like to see the NCAA do away with it because I just don't think it adds value to the seedings of these teams when it's all said and done and when March rolls around for March Madness. I just think it's just added games to really feed the fandom that is men's college basketball here in America. But with that being said, I think Michigan State will be a mid to late seeding.
And how is Michigan State dealing with what seems to be limited availability of Tum Tum Nearn?
Exactly. Well, it was just encouraging to see Tum Tum back on the court yesterday. It was his first game back since December. Dealing with that plantar fasciitis, it has been a bugaboo of his all year. But it was just good to see him back on the court. Right now, I think it's unrealistic to expect him to play crazy numbers. Time Izzo let that known before even we saw Tum Tum hit the court yesterday. He's been making that known that it's going to be a gradual acclimation for him back into the lineup. What Tum Tum brings you, though, he's the best perimeter defender that they have. And Kenny Goins, I mean, now with him injured now, I mean, I think you'll need some numbers from other guys, maybe a Marvin Clark to step up as well.
Al Martin, more from Al coming up on AM 870 today at 1 o'clock. It's Current Sports on WKAR. Al, thank you.